talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Beningo on a Tuesday. Little Whole Lot of Love by Zeppelin. Song that's very near and dear to my heart for reasons we won't get into. 11:07. I'll be here till 2 o'clock, and then it'll be Tommy Lugauer is already in the building. I'm surprised to see that. And Chris McMonagle, who will be coming back after we did the overnight. Back again. I guess he's not doing the overnight tonight, but nevertheless. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman, my old longtime board up the great Dove Kramer, back from being banged up. But he's playing with pain. Looking good, Dove. You're looking good. I got to tell
you. Thank you.
On the other side of the glass. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. We'll talk to Mike in New Rochelle. He's on the Fan. Hi, Mike.
Big Joe. I can't believe I'm talking to you, man.
How are you, baby?
Let me tell you. I've listened to FAN since, like, 89. I used to come home, do my homework. My dad used to pick me up, do collections, and listen to your voice. I used to listen to you all the time. It's a pleasure, man. My dad was one of your biggest fans. Him and you and Steve Summers, you know, growing up, mm-hmm. Mike and the Mad Dog. It's just a pleasure. You always remind me of, like, one of them OTB tellers, you know, like
OTB teller.
Same voice. You're like, hey, what do you want, the triple? You're all like,
Right. That's interesting. I've never was compared. Mike, I've never been compared to an OTB teller, right? Remember days of OTB? Oh, that's a long time ago, bro.
All over the place. Hey, yeah. You know, I want the triple. Hey, whoa,
right.
But, you are on the Mount Rushmore of radio sports, man. You really are, you know, and I'm not just trying to kiss your butt.
Thank you. I don't know about that, but I appreciate the kind words.
Lenny Dykstra for Sam Wells.
That's Lenny Dykstra and Roger McDowell. And Roger McDowell for Juan Samuel.
One of the best all-time save closers. He had a great career for Minnesota, you know what I mean? But Rick Aguilera.
Yeah. He was a starter for the Mets, though. Aguilera doesn't bother me too much, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Aguilera in the trade for Frank Viola? That was the Viola trade, right, for Minnesota?
Yeah, I had a Frank Viola folder, was my math folder.
Oh, is that right?
Greg Jeffries was like my English, you know.
Oh, Greg God.
Jeffries, my father, this Greg kid's Jeffries. Never going to be nothing because he can't keep his mouth shut. He would sit there and fly. He used to go in his mouth when he was playing third base.
Well, they hated him. The team hated him. They couldn't stand Jeffries.
I love Magadan more. I always thought Magadan should have had more of a chance than Jeffries. You know, he was more of a...
Well, Magadan had a couple... Magadan, I guess it was 1990. Didn't Magadan hit like 320-something in 1990 for the Mets?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, he was up there. He was always a more pure hitter. But,
right.
The Metsies, everything I wanted this year, I check off the list. Stearns, check. All the young talent, they kept it. Check. They didn't give it up for some stupid reliever like Panstott.
Nope.
Check. First baseman on deck, ready to fill in for Pete. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but this kid's got 4 walk-off wins for the Triple-A team.
Who is this? What are you talking about?
The first baseman for the Mets, Gilbert.
From Houston, Drew Gilbert, that guy?
All of our young talent has progressed. Okay, even the young talent that was given up on by Showalter, which is Vientos, never gave him a true shot.
No, kept never.
Sending him down, you know. We kept Beatty.
Beatty's hitting
him
in the minor leagues. Isn't Beatty lighting it up in the minor leagues? I think he is, right?
Yeah. All right, we got a kid named Sprout. Okay, he played in the Futures game for the All-Stars. Christian Scott, pitchers.
Right,
everything
right.
Now, don't forget the kid Mauricio.
Yep, that, Ronnie Mauricio. Yep, out for the year. Yep.
And we still have players to dangle, you know, in the offseason like McNeil, because we're not going to need them. All this team is going to get younger next year. And like I said, I loved Alonso, but since he ripped the shirt off Conforto, I've just been looking at him in a different way. I think he's a little weird, and I think he played himself with the contract, man. Like getting with Boris, mm-hmm. Boris has had no luck. If you look at all his guys in the last
few
years,
it hasn't been good for Boris this year.
Yeah, these guys have gone into free agent.
Yeah. I know.
Spring training without getting signed, dude.
Yeah.
You know? But God bless you, man. I love when you're on. You know, Much love to you and your family, man. I love you, brother, man. You know what I mean?
Mike,
have a good day, man.
Mike, thank you so much. I appreciate all the kind words. I don't know about the Mount Rushmore, but nevertheless, been a lot of talk about Mount Rushmore the last few days. We won't get into that either. 888-808-1. Dove's on Mount Rushmore, right? Dove, you got to be on there, right?
Like not of the this country.
What's that? Of the iconic people at the Fed. Because how long have you been here now? 50 years now?
Well, we're only around 37 years.
Oh, so you've been here for like all 37, right?
Correct.
Wow. Is there anybody else that's been here all 37 now? Nobody?
No.
So you are the longest tenured WFAN employee of all time at this point.
Correct.
Wow. So like, you know, they gave Mike this studio. They still have this thing up with Mike? I don't see it.
There's a handwritten one up.
Oh, is a handwritten? What happened to the plaque? They got rid of it?
Someone stole it.
Someone who? Mike?
I don't know.
No, okay. So just like they have the Mike studio, and just like they have the Chernoff newsroom, and just like they have the bathroom dedicated to me, what they should do is like the control room, they should name it the Dove Kramer control room. Shouldn't they do that?
Are you trying to push me out? Is that the plan here?
No, I'm just saying when you leave, because you will eventually leave, I would think, okay, they should have the Dove Kramer control room. What do you think, Pete? You good on that? Pete's not. You even listening, Pete?
Yes, we're talking about Dolph Kramer and his tenure here. I does he deserve a control room?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we'll like make a screensaver for him, maybe.
A screensaver?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's more like it.
Do you know what that is, Joe?
Yeah, I do know what it is. Amazingly enough, I do. Can you believe that I know what a screensaver is? Come on.
Are your screensavers?
I have none. My wife has them. My wife has screensavers. They're all like animals, different kind of animals.
They move across the screen?
What's that?
Do they move across the screen?
I don't think they move, no. But she does have those for, you know. I told you this. Terry handles all my, technological stuff. She handles it all. Thank God. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Harlem is on the fan. Anthony.
Joe, it's so good to talk to you, man.
Thank you, Anthony.
I got my vintage Jets t-shirt, Joe. I walked into the bagel store. Young kid, he's in his early 20s. He said, it's almost time, man. I said, yeah, buddy, for disappointment and heartache.
If you think that way, you're in good shape because it can only go one way, right? Only one
That's
way.
Absolutely right, Joe. But, you know, you're talking about all these Mets that we let walk. And, you know, I think about, you know, when I was listening to you with Daniel Murphy signed with the Nats.
Oh.
And
terrible.
That was a coupon move, if there was ever a coupon move, because they signed Neil Walker for like 2 years
yes,
for $30 million.
Yes.
And he got like 3 for $45 million from the Nats. So like $15 million. And for 3 years, Joe, he owned us.
Owned us, but he was like the best hitter in baseball, right? Remember the first year he was
crown.
In what he batted about 340 the first year in Washington?
That was terrible. That ruined my Christmas. I remember you saying that on the air, bro.
Yep.
This Alonzo thing's a little different. Here's my take on it. Okay,
go ahead.
If you look at his numbers, and there's another guy you can compare him to at the same age, and that's used to be Mike Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he plays in that bandbox Yankee Stadium. That's a softball field. And what is he now? He's a guy who's hits 225.
Yeah, but the injuries have really taken a toll on Stanton, though. You know, Pete hasn't had those injuries like Stanton has had.
Well, here's what I'll tell you, Joe. Okay. One thing you could say about Giancarlo Stanton is he takes care of himself. He's in good shape. You think Pete's body's going to hold up to 31, 32, 33, 34? I'm a little leery.
Yeah, but you say that, but Stanton's always hurt. You know, these guys that are like Adonises, and another guy like that is Starling Marte, who I guess is working his way back now. These guys are like built like, you know what? You know what kind of houses they're built like, and they're always hurt. They're always hurt. What is that? That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Does it?
Again, let's go back to Daniel Murphy. He carried us through the playoffs.
No question.
Clutch.
No question.
Stepped up.
No question.
Was incredible.
No question.
I mean, and you want to talk about Aaron Judge, man. In his put up or shut up year, he almost won a triple crown. Look at what he's doing this year, Joe. He's like, you know what I mean? That's a little troublesome to me. Listen, I'm not saying you don't offer him contract. I'm just saying if he thinks he's going to go with Boris and get like 7 years in this crazy AAV. I tell him, good having you, man. Good luck, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking a call, Joe. You're the best.
You got it, bro. I appreciate it. Somebody's going to sign Pete. I'm going to tell you right now. Somebody out there is going to sign him. Houston, the Cubs, somebody is going to sign Alonzo and give him a contract if the Mets don't get it done here. I want him back. Look, again, I'll say this again. And I've said this before. If you sign Soto, I'll live with Alonzo walking. But if you're not going to sign, and I want both of them. I mean, with all the money Stevie has, I mean, let's get them both here, right? But, I mean, if you don't get me Soto, and I still probably think the Yankees are going to keep him, I'd be surprised if they don't, you know. And this idea that he's going to make more money than Judge, I don't think, you know, look, the kind of guy Judge is, I don't get the feeling that Judge is going to be upset with that to keep Soto on the team. I don't think so. But who knows? I don't know. But I want Pete. Of course I want Pete. I'm tired of losing our guys. To me, that's a big deal. That's a big deal with the Mets. There's been so many guys that they have let walk out the door. You know, do I really want to see that happen with Pete? I really don't. 888-808-1019. Mark in Fairfield, Connecticut is on the Fan. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I'd like to talk about Carlos Mendoza's decisions on who to hit. Like the other night game where we lost Colorado. You know, they come up and they put Winker in, who had been struggling at the plate, instead of arrested McNeil, who had been hot. Mm-hmm. As a coach, you got to know who's hot and who's not. Right now, you got to sit Nimmo down for Bader. I mean, you just got to have a feel, and I don't get a feeling that he does have a feeling.
See, I couldn't disagree with you more. I mean, look, last night J.D. Martinez didn't play. He put Winker in as the DH, and he got three hits, and he drove in a run. Right? I mean, he did. Right. I mean, so, you know what I mean? I don't know if I agree with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, at some point, you got to know. Now, Winker's got to be in now. I mean, he's running hot.
He can't sit Nimmo. You know why? I know Nimmo hasn't been great since the All-Star break, but I can't sit Nimmo. Nimmo's one of the key guys on his team.
I agree with you in terms of Nimmo, but he just at some point we got to win. We got to get into the playoffs.
Okay, but you know what though? Here's the bottom line, Mark. We're right there. Did you think this team was going to be where they were 2 months ago? Did you think they'd be six games over 500, a half game out of the wild card on May 30th?
Well, at the beginning of the season, I did believe that with all the pitching.
Okay, but you might have, but now after they went 11 games under 500, did you think that was happening? And how much does Mendoza got to get credit for? I mean, he's got to get credit for some of that, doesn't he?
Well, J.D. Martinez has to get
him. Okay, I understand. Look, they made the move to bring Martinez in. It was a very good move, no doubt about it. Okay, and it worked out perfectly. I love him, but you know, I'm sorry, Mendoza's done a great job here. You say whatever you want. This team looked done, and this guy. He kept his team above water. I have no issues with what he's done with the lineup. Like I said, he sat Martinez last night. He plays Jesse Winker as a DH. I think he batted him third, and the guy gets three hits and drives in a big run in the ninth inning. I'm sorry. 888-808-1019, Beningo, filling in on the midday show for Sal and BT. We'll be back after this. 888-808-1019, Mario in Long Beach is on the Fan. Hi, Mario. How are you?
What's going on?
How you doing, Mario? Girl. Good. I'm good, man.
So I'm going to be 70 on Christmas Eve. So I'm
happy birthday, bro.
Well, not yet, but
he's coming up. I mean, you know, my birthday's next month. I'll be 71, so I'm starting to move into the 70s now. You know,
so I'll always talk to you, and I'll say you're 1 year ahead of me.
There you go. You got it, man.
Yeah. At least we go back to being able to watch the Jets last Super Bowl.
Yes.
And hopefully see another one.
Yeah, the last one, the only one. We hope so, Mario.
So I got a quick point on Alonzo, then a quick point on Judge, if I may.
Go.
First on Alonzo, what I don't understand, maybe you could explain this to me. Alonzo, his personality, he's kind of a little weird, you know. Remember he was like humping the railing one time?
He is a little strange, I'll give you that, yes.
And how about when he got hit so many times and nobody ever stepped up?
Yeah. No, I know. I know. It was terrible. I look, it wasn't just him, though. Like how many times when Showalter was the manager did we see Mets get hit and they did nothing about it, right? And it wasn't just Alonzo. I mean, he got hit more than anybody else. But how many constantly Mets were getting hit? Not as bad this year, but, you know, certainly when Buck was there, no doubt about it.
Could you imagine if somebody hit Judge, the whole team would be out there?
Yeah, right. You would think so. You would think. It's true. Yeah. You would think so.
You know, Now, my quick point on Judge, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure, of course.
Great hearing you on the air.
Thank you.
Your Saturday shows are good, too. I listen to them also.
Thank you.
So what I want to say about Judge is they just got to get, if they could get somebody like a Vladdy Guerrero, right, along those lines to bat behind him, that problem goes away completely.
Well, if they had Soto,
if he goes on base,
they've got Soto batting behind them, that would be pretty good, right?
Well, but the problem with that is then it hurts Judge's RBIs because when he gets up, he doesn't have Soto on base.
Yeah, well,
right?
Okay.
He's got 104 RBIs right now. He's pacing for 148. When's the last time somebody had a...
You're talking about Judge. No, you're talking about Judge. Yeah, no, right.
But that's because, Joe, Soto's ahead of him.
He's got nobody hitting behind him, Judge. You know, he did when Stanton was healthy and when he's actually having a pretty decent year until he got hurt. But who's it? Was, you know, Austin Wells? I mean, come on. I mean, in all due respect, right? Gleyber Torres? I mean, who's hitting behind him?
The point is, I'll hang up and listen to your response because I know you got a lot of other calls. But the point is, if Soto gets on base, they're not going to walk Judge to make first and second.
Well, you know, we've seen it happen. Really that, but we have seen that happen. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, and Mario, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. When they played the Mets, the series at Shea Stadium, the series at Citi Field, oh my God, the series at Citi Field, I think Mendoza did that. He walked Judge after Soto was on. I remember the first game when Quintana pitched, the first game they played the Mets this year, right? They walked Judge like three times in that game. That's the game where Diekman, who's now, God knows where he is now, when Diekman struck him out in the ninth inning. So, yeah, I don't know. Look, Judge is, I mean, look, there's no disputing the greatness of Judge. Yeah, he's going to drive in about 150 runs. I tell you, I always say this. And I want to give credence every now and then, especially when we start talking to RBIs. I know they've kind of tried to, you know, knock down the importance of RBIs, which to me is nonsense. What's more important than driving the run in? I don't know. But nevertheless, the all-time record for RBIs is 191. And it was set, I believe, Dolph could look this up, somewhere in the 30s, maybe 1936, by Hack Wilson of the Chicago Cubs. 191. It is a record that will never be broken. Lou Gehrig has the American League record. I think it's 184. There is no way anybody, and I mean, look, we've seen some big RBI years. I think Manny Ramirez had about 161 year with the Red Sox. I think he did. I have to check that out, too. But,
you know. Right on, by the way, Joe.
What year? 36, was it?
1930.
1930 for Hack Wilson?
Yeah, 191.
Right. And the American League record is Lou Gehrig, 184. I'm not sure when that is.
Yeah, it's actually 185, according to Baseball Reference.
Oh, okay.
But there was also a game where he had RBIs called back.
Gehrig did?
Because he passed somebody on the,
really?
On the base pass, I think.
Really? Yes. Oh, that's crazy. And so the highest, if you could look this up, maybe Pete or Dolph, one of you guys, since that, what is the, in the last, let's say, 50 years, what's the most RBIs by anybody? Is it Manny with 160 or something like that?
Correct, 165.
Is that what he had?
Yeah, 1999.
Oh, that's so 99. So was that with the Indians or was that with the Red Sox?
Red Sox, Pete says.
Was it with Boston? He was, right? He was there in 90. He wasn't with Cleveland in 99? Check, make sure, because I don't know. He was on that 97 team that won the pennant, Manny, in Cleveland.
He was Cleveland, you're right.
Okay. So that's it. 100, which is an absurd amount. 165, and even that is, you know, almost is 25 less than Hack Wilson. So that's an unbelievable record. And, you know, we talk about the unbreakable record. Cy Young, 511 wins. Nolan Ryan's got 7 no-hitters. I don't think anybody's going to touch that. There's other records out there, too. I don't know if anybody's going to hit 73 home runs again. Maybe Aaron Judge. I don't know. Pete, you want to say something?
Sammy Sosa, by the way, was the next in line. He hit 100, he got 160 in 2001.
Okay, 2000. So that's the same year that Bonds hit 73 home runs, right? 2001, right?
2001,
and he had 158 in 98.
Who's that?
Sosa.
Sammy?
Sosa.
Yeah. Wow. So he had. So Manny had. Which this is so ridiculous, though, and this is why I how I feel about the steroids. Okay. So Manny Ramirez, 165 RBIs, should be in Hall of Fame. He's not, for obvious reasons. Sammy Sosa, over 160 twice. Is that what you're telling me?
158 the second.
A 158, and what was the other 160? What?
160.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame, Sammy Sosa, right? I think he's the only guy to hit 60 home runs at least three times, right? Didn't he do that too? Something like that. Unbelievable. I don't want to get into the whole steroid thing because they all should be in the Hall of Fame, every freaking one of them. So I don't want to.
What's your thoughts on Pete Rose?
Oh, of course he should be in. By the way, have you seen the HBO special?
I have not watched it yet.
Bro,
I've heard.
It is a hit job on Pete Rose. They make him look like he is the worst human being. Now, he's not the greatest guy in the world. I get it. But they make him look like the worst human being that ever lived. It is a one big negative shot at Pete Rose. Yeah, I was expecting. There's not enough baseball. There's too much about the gambling. There's too much about some of the other stuff that happened off the field with Rose. Yeah, they make him look like the worst guy that ever lived. So if you haven't seen this HBO special, you know, I'm not telling you not to watch it. But if you like Pete Rose, get ready for the hit job they do on Pete. And like I said, he's not the greatest guy in the world. But it's a joke. He's not in the Hall of Fame. It's a joke. He's the all-time hit leader. The only baseball, think about this. I love to bring this up, okay? Only baseball would not have the all-time hit leader, the all-time home run leader, the guy that won the most Cy, much as I hate him, the guy that won the most Cy Youngs ever, and Roger Clemens, who won 7, none of those guys are in the Hall of Fame. Only baseball. But, Bud Selig, who oversaw all of this, right, who looked the other way when McGuire and Sosa were going for the home run record in 1998 and baseball was coming back after they, you know, the lockout in 1994, no World Series and all of that, right? Bud Selig looked, they knew these guys were what they were doing. They let it go because it was good for baseball at the time. Everybody was excited about McGuire breaking, you know, who was going to break Maris's record and, you know, Sosa and all of that. And this guy is in the Hall. Bud Selig is in. And they put him in like, they couldn't get him in fast enough. What a disgrace. The Baseball Hall of Fame. It is a freaking disgrace.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Of the Wendy's Yankee Turning Point to the Game contest. This is from Game 2 last night that the Yankees lost 8-2 to the Angels. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, be the first caller correctly identified yesterday's Game 2 Turning Point to the Game. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. And you will receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankee baseball, The Fan. All right. Beningo on a Thursday, filling in the midday like the old days, except no Evan for BT and Sal Licata. 888-808-1019. I'm here till 2 o'clock. Loogie's already in the house, and Loogie and McMonagle will be filling in for Tiki and Evan. Right now, back to the phones. Tommy in Belmar is on The Fan. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, Joe. Good to hear you, man.
What's
up,
man?
You belong on the radio, brother.
Thank you.
My point on, oh, by the way, your Hall of Fame take, 1,000%. And they're going to wait for Pete to die. And
yes.
That's not right.
No, I agree. They're going to wait for him to die, and then they're going to put him in. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's just bull, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not where you were yet, but I'm not far behind, dude. My first memory coming home from kindergarten, when they used to play the World Series during the day, remember that?
Oh, God, it was tremendous. Of course.
And God bless my mom, had it on. And I come in, and a couple plays, Cleon catches it, one knee, Met fan ever since.
Yeah.
And you know what makes sense for Alonzo, and this pains me to say it, the Yankees, dude. Because there's all of this is money. Now think about, if they have the kid at short, gets better. Then you have Soto, Judge, Alonzo.
Hey, he does. Look, I mean, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, the Yankees need. I mean, I don't know what you think of this kid Rice at first base, but the Yankees do need.
I think Pete is way better than Rice, don't you?
No. It makes a lot of sense for Alonzo to the Yankees, but you know that would hurt. I mean, I'm a Met fan, and you sound like you're a Yankee fan, right? Oh no, you're
no,
a Met
no.
Fan.
I'm a Met fan.
You really want to see Pete with the Yankees, bro?
No, I don't want to, but it makes perfect sense, does it? Because
well, I'll tell you
what, trade involved. It's just money.
Well. I'll tell you what. If we sign Soto, they can have Alonso. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I'm with you also. Why can't we have two?
Why can't we have both of them? That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed.
Anyway, Joe, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Look forward to hearing you some more.
Tommy, thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. And Ryan in Breezy Point is on the fan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, and by the way, Murphy signed 3 years, 37 and a half. That's 12 and a half a year.
Right. We should have kept Murphy. And, come on.
And I'm with you on keeping our guys as a general maxim. I think we have a different regime in place. I think that's going to be more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not conflate the irresponsibility of how we handled Murphy with Alonso, which is a lot more nuanced, Joe. I get it. In today's era, my slugger is not going to bat 305 and get on base, for, you know, 40% of the time unless his name is Aaron Judge. But he's going to want to be paid a premium for the amount of time and the performance he's already put forth for the organization. And, you know, other callers referenced it. He's got a little bit of a weird personality. He's not Derek Jeter for the Mets. And his agent is going to want him to get a king's ransom. Look at the last two seasons. He's not getting on base enough. He's not hitting top-end pitching. So he's kind of compiling power stats and not getting on base at a rate that contributes to what makes you win in the playoffs and kind of postseason and get competing against the top teams in the division in the league. And look, these big contracts in the context of Steve Cohen being your owner, I know, hey, just pay him. We got Steve Cohen now. But, you know, that Scherzer deal, that Verlander deal, those aren't write-offs, man.
No, I like, know. I understand.
Big money. So the idea of, hey, let's just grab Pete and
Soto. Well, let me ask you, you're a Met fan? I'm assuming you're a Met fan. Are you?
Yeah, I root and follow for the Mets.
Okay. You're a Met fan. So you're okay with Alonso walking. You have no problem with that. And what if they don't sign Soto, though? I mean, if they sign Soto, I'm good with Alonso walking. But if they don't,
there's going to probably be three teams hot after Soto, and you can't guarantee that.
Yeah, but who could spend more money than Cohen? Right?
I think the Mets are going to make an extremely aggressive offer for Soto. But if they do everything they can to get Soto, and it comes down to something like the Judge deal, where you know the Giants outbid the Yankees, but they didn't end up getting them for other reasons. I'm not super disappointed if we lose Pete because his best days are behind him. You can't
think
deny
so.
That.
Well, I don't know that. How do I know his best days are behind him? I don't know that. Do you know that? I don't know that.
We have evidence over the last two seasons that his on-base percentage is about .315. That's 1,000 at bat.
But what was his number? Didn't he hit 40 homers and drive 120 runs last year? Am I missing something?
Yeah, but there's guys who can give you 40 home runs, but if they're only getting on base 31% of the time...
Let me ask you a question. Since Pete Alonso came into baseball, into the league, who's hit more home runs than him?
Joe, his home run numbers are great, but who's the guy the Yankees picked up a few years ago from the Blue Jays who hit 40 home runs the year before? He did nothing when he came the next year to the Yankees.
Okay,
these guys can hit 30, 40 home runs.
All right. Ryan, I'm letting you go. Okay, give me Pete's. I want Pete's numbers. Pete, give me the numbers for Alonso, home runs, RBIs, every year he's been in a league. Give me it in baseball. What do you got? Give him down to me, right? Yeah, I'll take a call. Get him. He hit 52 his rookie year, right? Then he was a rookie year. He hit the 52 home runs, wasn't that right?
53 is rookie year.
53,
yeah.
That's right. He broke the record. Judge hit, I guess, 52 is rookie year. All right, so 53. So the first year was what? 53 and what? What year was that again? What was his rookie year?
2019.
19's his rookie year. He goes 53 and what, Dove?
120 RBIs.
53 homers, 120 RBIs. All right, the next year was the COVID year, so it wasn't much. What did he do the COVID year?
16 homers. 35 RBIs.
Okay. Well, that's a 60-game season. All right, so 21.
37 homers, 94 RBIs.
Okay. 22.
40 homers, led the league with 131 RBIs.
Okay. And last year?
46 homers, 118 RBIs.
I mean, come on. I mean, really? I mean, how many guys in baseball are doing that? I mean, I understand the 2020 season, but you got to throw that year out, please. You know, come on, they played 60 games that year. It was a different world. There was no fans in the stands. It was ridiculous. I mean, I don't want to get into any more about that. Outside of that, this guy's never hit. He's never hit less than what, 37 home runs, right? And has never driven in less than 94 runs. And where are these guys coming from? Did these guys grow on trees? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I am shocked at how many Met fans are ready to just let Alonso walk. I got to tell you. And I know he's had a down year. I'm not saying that, you know. But even a down year, the guy's got 23-60 right now. And he's not having a good year. I'll be the first to admit he's been fishing pitch. You know, he swings at these pitches 20 feet outside. It makes me delirious. You know, I mean, it does. But, I mean, come on. I don't get it. And he's hit more home runs. I don't know. Maybe Judge is ahead of him now. Maybe Judge has hit more home runs than Pete now since they came into baseball. And I understand Judge has had injury issues. You know, he would have more than Pete if he didn't get hurt, you know, the amount of times he did. But still, I mean, if only Aaron Judge has hit more home runs since Pete came into baseball than Pete, that's pretty good, right?
But, Joe, but think about what you just said about Aaron Judge missing games. Pete Alonso
plays all the time.
Didn't he break? He got hit by a pitch and broke something, and he was out for how long?
Maybe 10 games.
Yeah.
No, I know.
And he plays through injury. Maybe that's a detriment to him, but he plays through injury.
Yeah. And maybe it is, because I think it took him a while after Charlie Morton hit him on purpose, by the way, last year. Okay, of course it was on purpose. But be that as it may, because nobody's ever hit on purpose, but it was on purpose. You know, maybe that, like you said, was one of the reasons that he went into that tailspin he did for a little bit last year. Now, I want Alonso back. Like I said, if you give me Soto, as much as it would pain me to say goodbye to Pete, okay, I'll live with it. Soto's 25 years old. He's already on his way to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the top two or three players in baseball with Ohtani and Judge. No doubt about it. So if you give me that guy, okay, I'll let Pete walk. It hurts me, but I'll let him walk. But I want this guy back. I mean, you're minimizing, you know, what this guy has done with this franchise. 888-808-1019. Beningo filling in for BT and Sal. 2 hours in the books. We'll go to the top. Who's doing the updates now? Do we even know? It's not Pete, right? No? You don't know? Dexter Henry. Okay, he'll be in to do the updates. We got 2 hours to go. We'll be back on the other side. It is a freaking disgrace.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right. Part two of the Wendy's Yankee Turning Point to the Game contest. This is from game two last night that the Yankees lost 8-2 to the Angels. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's Game 2 turning point of the game. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. And you will receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankee baseball, The Fan. All right. Beningo on a Thursday, filling in the midday like the old days, except no Evan. For BT and Sal Licata, 888-808-1019. I'm here till 2 o'clock. Loogie's already in the house, and Loogie and McMonagle will be filling in for Tiki and Evan. Right now, back to the phones. Tommy in Belmar is on the Fan. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, Joe. Good to hear you, man.
What's
up,
man?
You belong on the radio, brother.
Thank you.
My point on, oh, by the way, your Hall of Fame take, 1,000%. And they're going to wait for Pete to die. And
yes.
That's not right.
No, I agree.
That's
they're going to wait for him
right.
to die, and then they're going to put him in.
Yep.
I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah, that's just bull, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not where you were yet, but I'm not far behind, dude. My first memory coming home from kindergarten, when they used to play the World Series during the day, remember that?
Oh, God, it was tremendous. Of course.
And God bless my mom, had it on. And I come in, and a couple plays, Cleon catches it, one knee, Met fan ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what makes sense for Alonso, and this pains me to say it, the Yankees, dude. Because there's all of this is money. Now think about if they have the kid at short, gets better. Then you have Soto, Judge, Alonso.
Hey, he does. Look, I mean, you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, the Yankees need. I mean, I don't know what you think of this kid Rice at first base, but the Yankees do need.
I think Pete is way better than Rice, don't you?
No. It makes a lot. It makes a lot of sense for Alonso to the Yankees, but you know that would hurt. I mean, I'm a Met fan, and you sound like you're a Yankee fan, right? Oh no, you're
no,
a Met
no.
Fan.
I'm a Met fan.
You really want to see Pete with the Yankees, bro?
No, I don't want to, but it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because
well, I'll tell you what,
trade involved. It's just money.
Well. I'll tell you what, if we sign Soto, they can have Alonso. Your thoughts?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm with you also. Why can't we have two?
Why can't we have both of them? That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed.
Anyway, Joe, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Look forward to hearing you some more.
Tommy, thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. And Ryan in Breezy Point is on the fan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, and by the way, Murphy signed 3 years, 37 and a half. That's 12 and a half a year.
Right. We should have kept Murphy. Come on.
And I'm with you on keeping our guys as a general maxim. I think we have a different regime in place. I think that's going to be more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not conflate the irresponsibility of how we handled Murphy with Alonso, which is a lot more nuanced, Joe. I get it. In today's era, my slugger is not going to bat 305 and get on base, for, you know, 40% of the time, unless his name is Aaron Judge, but he's going to want to be paid a premium for the amount of time and the performance he's already put forth for the organization. And, you know, other callers referenced it. He's got a little bit of a weird personality. He's not Derek Jeter for the Mets. And his agent is going to want him to get a king's ransom. Look at the last two seasons. He's not getting on base enough. He's not hitting top-end pitching. So he's kind of compiling power stats and not getting on base at a rate that contributes to what makes you win in the playoffs and kind of postseason and get competing against the top teams in the division in the league. And look, these big contracts in the context of Steve Cohen being your owner, I know, hey, just pay him. We got Steve Cohen now. But, you know, that Scherzer deal, that Verlander deal, those aren't write-offs, man.
No, I like know. I understand.
Big money. So the idea of, hey, let's just grab Pete and
well,
Soto.
Well, let me ask you, you're a Met fan? I'm assuming you're a Met fan. Are you?
Yeah, I root and follow for the Mets.
Okay, you're a Met fan. So you're okay with Alonso walking. You have no problem with that. And what if they don't sign Soto, though? I mean, if they sign Soto, I'm good with Alonso walking. But if they don't...
There's going to probably be three teams hot after Soto, and you can't guarantee that.
Yeah, but who could spend more money than Cohen? Right?
I think the Mets are going to make an extremely aggressive offer for Soto. But if they do everything they can to get Soto, and it comes down to something like the Judge deal, where you know the Giants outbid the Yankees, but they didn't end up getting them for other reasons, I'm not super disappointed if we lose Pete because his best days are behind him.
You
can't
think so.
Deny that.
Well, I don't know that. How do I know his best days are behind him? I don't know that. Do you know that? I don't know that.
We have evidence over the last two seasons that his on-base percentage is about .315. That's 1,000 at bat.
But what was his number? Didn't he hit 40 homers and drive 120 runs last year? Am I missing something?
But there's guys who can give you 40 home runs, but if they're only getting on base 31% of the time.
Let me ask you a question. Since Pete Alonso came into baseball, into the league, who's hit more home runs than him?
Joe, his home run numbers are great, but who's the guy the Yankees picked up a few years ago from the Blue Jays who hit 40 home runs the year before? He did nothing when he came the next year to the Yankees.
Let me hit
30, 40 home runs.
All right. Ryan, I'm letting you go. Okay. Give me Pete's numbers. Pete, give me the numbers for Alonso, home runs, RBIs, every year he's been in a league. Give me it, in baseball. What do you got? Give him down to me, right? Yeah, I'll take a call, get him. He had 52 his rookie year, right? Then he was a rookie year, he hit the 52 home runs, wasn't that? Right?
53 his rookie year,
53,
yeah.
That's right, he broke the record. Judge hit, I guess, 52 his rookie year. All right, so 53. So the first year was what, 53 and what? What year was that again? What was his rookie year?
2019.
19's his rookie year. He goes 53 and what, Dove?
120 RBIs.
53 homers, 120 RBIs. All right. The next year was the COVID year, so it wasn't much. What did he do the COVID year?
16 homers,
35 RBIs.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, that's a 60-game season. All right, so 21.
37 homers, 94 RBIs.
Okay. 22.
40 homers, led the league with 131 RBIs.
Okay. And last year?
46 homers, 118 RBIs.
I mean, come on. I mean, really? I mean, how many guys in baseball are doing that? I mean, I understand the 2020 season, but you got to throw that year out, please. You know, come on. They played 60 games that year. It was a different world. There was no fans in the stands. It was ridiculous. I mean, I don't want to get into any more about that. Outside of that, this guy's never hit, he's never hit less than, what, 37 home runs, right? And has never driven in less than 94 runs. And where are these guys coming from? Did these guys grow on trees? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I am shocked at how many Met fans are ready to just let Alonso walk. I got to tell you. And I know he's had a down year. I'm not saying that, you know. But even a down year, the guy's got 23-60 right now. And he's not having a good year. I'll be the first to admit he's been fishing pitch. You know, he swings at these pitches 20 feet outside. It makes me delirious. You know, I mean, it does. But, I mean, come on. I don't get it. And he's hit more home runs. I don't know. Maybe Judge is ahead of him now. Maybe Judge has hit more home runs than Pete now since they came into baseball. And I understand Judge's had injury issues. You know, he would have more than Pete if he didn't get hurt, you know, the amount of times he did. But still, I mean, if only Aaron Judge has hit more home runs since Pete came into baseball than Pete, that's pretty good, right?
But, Joe, but think about what you just said about Aaron Judge missing games. Pete Alonso
plays all the time.
Didn't he break? He got hit by a pitch and broke something, and he was out for how long?
Maybe 10 games.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Dude, and he plays through injury. Maybe that's a detriment to him, but he plays through injury.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe it is, because I think it took him a while after Charlie Morton hit him on purpose, by the way, last year. Okay, of course it was on purpose. But be that as it may, because nobody's ever hit on purpose, but it was on purpose. You know, maybe that, like you said, was one of the reasons that he went into that tailspin he did for a little bit last year. Now, I want Alonso back. Like I said, if you give me Soto, as much as it would pain me to say goodbye to Pete, okay, I'll live with it. Soto's 25 years old. He's already on his way to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the top two or three players in baseball with Ohtani and Judge. No doubt about it. So if you give me that guy, okay, I'll let Pete walk. It hurts me, but I'll let him walk. But I want this guy back. I mean, you're minimizing, you know, what this guy has done with this franchise. 888-808-1019. Beningo filling in for BT and Sal. 2 hours in the books. We'll go to the top. Who's doing the updates now? Do we even know? It's not Pete, right? No? You don't know? Dexter Henry. Okay, he'll be in to do the updates. We got 2 hours to go. We'll be back on the other side.